Rick and Brad Show.
I need some advice from you guys, because I've been considering, I've been trying to get in my bathing suit figure, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And I thought about joining, there's a gym that a couple of people that, work here go to, and it's very reasonably priced. It's very convenient. It's not far from work. It's a place that would be easy for me to go to on the way home from work, and I wouldn't have to worry about putting it off when I get home, I guess would be the right way to put it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've thought about doing this with you.
Really?
I mean, not with you.
Can we shower together afterwards?
I've had the same idea.
Okay, but here's my problem. So you guys tell me what I can do to solve this. Because I basically reached the point where I made the decision. I'm going to do it. I'll join this gym, and then I'll go after the show. On my way home, I get it done with, and I'm through by lunchtime.
Yeah.
And then I can go on about my day, and that way I'm getting a work in at least 5 days a week, 4 days a week, whatever it winds up being. Problem is this. As I think about it, I think, you know what? I'm really not in good enough shape to go to the gym and work out. So I got to get in shape to go get in shape. So what do I do?
Well, here's the thing. You're procrastinating at home. Is like, it's
right.
A combination.
You're right about that.
I got to get home, and then you put it off, and next thing you know, you're like, eh, might as well rub one out. And then you're falling asleep.
But well, here's what I think. I'll walk you through my thought process. I think, because I do like working out at home, I'd rather do it at home because I don't like being in front of people. I don't want any of that business. And I can go, I've got my treadmill set up in front of the TV so I can walk, run, whatever, and watch TV at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I get home and I'm really tired. I'm just exhausted from doing what we do, even though I know it's not physically demanding. It's a grind.
You wake up early.
Yes. So I get home and I think, boy, I really need to get on there and I need to do a little something. But then I think, nah, you know what? I'm just going to just relax for a few minutes, chill out, and then I'll do it. But then I chill out and I get really tired and I think, okay, then I'll just take a little nap and then I'll get up and do it.
Right.
But then you wake up and you're hungry and you eat.
It's not hungry. I wake up and I'm just so wiped out from, I'm usually more tired when I wake up than I am when I go to sleep. So when I wake up, I can't get myself rallied to do it. And then before you know it, it's time to go to bed again and I just never get it done.
I feel like we're sisters right now because that is the story of my life.
So what do I do, Rick? How do I get in shape to go get in shape?
The nap thing is killing you, man. That's the thing. You gotta have to push through or take a 30-minute power nap.
But I need my beauty sleep. You know that.
I know, but if you just, you'd be surprised. I mean, you've done it before. If you pull out of your nap at 30 minutes.
You said pull out.
If you, you'd be surprised at the new energy level you have. I mean, it's tough in that first few minutes to get out of it, but then once you do, you're like, hey, I feel pretty good. Let's go.
I think you know what you need to do, and I know what you need to do.
Which is what?
And methamphetamines.
Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Back.
Cat.com, your pure rock portal on the web. Start with our social networking links to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. Cat TV features jungle room performances from your favorite cat artists. Played on Cat gives you our playlist history by hour and date. Rick and Brad's daily rundown revisits highlights from the morning show. And listen to the Cat online with our streaming audio player. Bookmark us, or better yet, make us your homepage in your browser. Cat.com. Rick and Brad Radio.
They don't know a good thing when they see it.
Mornings.
A dollar makes me holler, honey boo boo.
On the Cat.
I'm not great at farewell, so that'll do, pig.
That's the worst goodbye I've ever heard. And you stole it from a movie.
Rick and Brad on the Cat.